This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Our next topic now, we're going to talk about an LGBTI multicultural health conference. And tell us all about it, he's one of the organisers, Daniel Readers. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We haven't seen you on the show for a while. First off, why do we need an LGBTI multicultural health conference?
Well, we held a forum last year for gay multicultural men, and that was a really successful forum. But we wanted to broaden the focus to include lesbians, bisexual, trans and intersex people as well. So that's what we're doing this year. Mm-hmm. And we've broadened the focus as well from HIV and sexual health to general health and the impact of racism and homophobia as well.
That's an awful lot.
It is a lot.
that's a very broad selection of things there.
Absolutely. And I think that reflects the complexity of life for people who are sometimes juggling and other times integrating a whole bunch of different identities, from an ethnic one to a sexual identity, sometimes gender identity as well. So there's a lot on the plate, but that's kind of normal for this group.
So who is going to be coming along to this forum?
We're really hoping to get a lot of community people, which is why I'm so happy to be here today. The last forum we held, we got a lot of community workers, so you get a very professional perspective from that one. But we're also really interested to hear people's stories and experiences, and in particular, that kind of personal perspective that sometimes goes missing in health language.
Right, yes, because too often we get bogged down in acronyms and jargon and...
Oh, ain't that the truth?
Oh, boy, is it ever. I'm forever wading through thickets of that and trying to tell people who come on the programme, you know, nobody else knows what OT means. You're going to have to explain it. Who exactly are you inviting to come along then? Are you're looking for recent migrants? You're looking for people from established ethnic minorities with an LGBTI identification?
Absolutely. Look, everyone is welcome to attend, whether they're someone who's recently migrated, they might be an international student, they might have been from a family that's been in the country for two or three generations, but still... maintains that multicultural or ethnic identity. They might also be friends, partners, lovers, or people who work in the sector with people with multicultural and sexually diverse identities.
Now, you want to hear their stories, right?
Absolutely.
But what are they going to get out of it?
It's a chance to tell the Department of Health Ministerial Advisory Committee on GLBTI Health and Wellbeing, what are the health issues that they would like the Department of Health to particularly focus on in the years to come. So Dr. Ruth McNair, who's the chair of the MAC, she will be welcoming people and also reporting back to the MAC on the priorities that are identified at the forum. And I also know from attending previous forums like this, it's just a great way to meet people and to kind of share your experience and get some support around issues you might be facing.
And it's also a networking opportunity for professionals working in the field like yourself.
Absolutely, that's right. It's a pre-conference event for Diversity in Health 2010. And in addition to the usual tea and biscuits in the break, there is actually a free cocktail party afterwards and everyone's invited to attend.
Well, you've got a full suite of things to come along to then. Where and when?
So it's at Melbourne Convention Exhibition Centre. When you get there, you can spot human signposts. Apparently the staff from my organisation will be human signposts on the day. And it's on Sunday the 6th of June, so not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. Arrive at 1:30 for a 2 p.m. start, and we'll go till 5 p.m, and then there'll be cocktails afterwards.
Right, and no doubt people will wander off and continue to socialise in other venues afterwards if they want to continue their conversations.
That's right, there is a Greek and gay birthday party afterwards. Mm-hmm. I think that's in South Melbourne, but the details are in the gay mags. Mm-hmm. So we're expecting quite a lot of people will party on after the forum.
You said that people have particular issues that relate to the kind of the ethnic, if they're maintaining an ethnic identity, if they're a member of an ethnic group. particularly around health. I guess what I'm thinking in terms of here is that there is much more pressure if someone, for example, in the Chinese community is still very closely connected with their family and wants to remain so. There's enormous pressure in a lot of those families, for example, to get married.
Absolutely right. The really interesting thing, though, and we found this in the forum we did for multicultural men, was that connection to family and integration into friendship networks seems to work as a bit of a protective factor for some of those health problems. So sexual health around becoming HIV positive and mental health around experiencing depression. The more someone was connected to their family, the healthier they seemed to be. What shows up as a risk factor for ethnic gay and bisexual men, and probably it's a risk factor for things like depression in lesbians and bisexual women as well, was when they'd been disconnected from their families. So they might have come to Australia as international students, or they might have come out and had a really negative reaction from their families. And it was during those times of feeling like they'd been cut off from their family and community that they seemed to take the most risk. So it's quite a complicated relationship between family and and community, and then also personal identity.
But I think we can safely say that having looked at things like the studies, writing themselves in again, that were done about same-sex attracted youth, disconnection is always the key. If someone's connected to the wider society, connected to their peers, connected to their families, they tend to suffer far better, far less adverse outcomes in terms of their mental health and so on.
Absolutely right.
You know, it's isolation that is the killer.
And that's why there's so much focus at the federal government at the moment about social inclusion in Australia.
Much focus on GLBTI social inclusion.
That's exactly right. That's why it's such a big irony. We have this social inclusion agenda that doesn't include so much.
That must be very frustrating for you.
It is, but it's a slow process of kind of getting it on the agenda. And that's what this forum is an opportunity to do.
All right, so you mentioned Ruth McNair is going to be there. You're obviously going to be there. Any other names we should know about who are going to be putting in an appearance?
Yes, absolutely. It's a partnership with the MAC and also the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council. And
boy, that's a mouthful.
Oh, it is. The acronyms, we're wading through them today. But the Secretary of the AGMC, Maria Palotta Chiaroli, very well-known anti-homophobia campaigner. She'll be facilitating the day.
She's written quite a few books too, hasn't she?
She certainly has, and especially for ethnic families about what to do when my kids come out. So she will be facilitating, and that will help make sure that it's a really welcoming and friendly experience for everyone who comes along.
Well, thank you for coming along this morning, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.
And Dean's just SMS'd in saying it's great to hear you and your insights on joy again.
Oh, well, thank you, Dean.
Someone's missed you. We've all missed you.
Oh, cheers.
And the best of luck. So just to recap, June 6th, Sunday, at the Convention Centre, 1:30 onwards.
That's right.
And a cocktail party afterwards, and if you fancy being Greek and gay even further afterwards, then you're more than welcome to go along and do it.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.